I don't know about you, but I like certain things to be predictable. When I go to McDonald's, I usually order the cheeseburger. I don't actually like them very much, but it's comforting to know that regardless of which McDonald's I go to in any city, the cheeseburger was going to taste the same, for better or worse. The shepherds in tonight's gospel had very predictable lives. I'm sure they had a bit of excitement every now and then, but really, how exciting can it be tending sheep? Then one night, the sky was full of angels singing beautiful songs, and we heard that the shepherds were terrified. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid." And they must have listened to that advice, because after the angels left, the shepherds went to see what the angels were talking and singing about. The scientists tell us that the only fears we're born with are the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. All the other fears that develop as a result of events and experiences in our lives. Some fears are helpful and protective, but others keep us from living a happy and joyful life. In St. Luke's description of the birth of Jesus and the events leading up to it, we often hear the angels trying to protect people from fear. When the angel Gabriel asked Mary to become the mother of the Messiah, he said, "Do not be afraid." Well, she had every reason to be afraid. An unwed mother in that society faced a life of poverty, rejection, and even death. And then after Mary became pregnant, before she was married to Joseph, when Joseph was going to break things off with her, an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Do not be afraid." "Well," he might have said, "my fiancée is pregnant. I'm about to become a laughingstock, and you tell me not to be afraid." There was nothing ordinary or predictable about any of these events. And the people involved, Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, had every reason to be afraid. Something new was happening. The creator of the world was becoming part of his creation, the most marvelous and mysterious event in human history. So incredible that the whole world still measures time based on the birth of Christ. The new year will be 2025 because it's 2,025 years since this amazing event took place. But just as Jesus turned things upside down for Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds just by showing up, he turns things upside down for each of us when we enter into a relationship with him. And it seems a little funny that Jesus came to bring peace. And while he can do that for each of us, eventually, the process of accepting him into our lives can be unsettling, even frightening. Entering into his peace means leaving a lot of things behind, things like pride, anger, jealousy, selfishness. And if we're attached to those things, if they're important parts of who we are, then it's scary to move beyond them. I think we can be excused for being a bit skeptical when we hear the angels say that Jesus was bringing peace into the world. More than 2,000 years later, the world is still nowhere near being at peace. The war in Ukraine will soon enter its third year. Events in Israel, Gaza, and now Syria have some observers questioning whether World War III has already begun. Across the globe, refugees, desperate for peace, risk everything to find a safe home. Where is the peace that Jesus was supposed to bring into the world? Well, actually, that's our job now. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, came into the world to show us how to live lives of peace, but we have to pick up the ball. We're not called to be Mother Teresa or Nelson Mandela, but each of us has a role to play in bringing peace into the world. But where do we start? A father was sitting watching television when his son came running over. "Dad, can you play with me?" The dad really wanted to, but he was in the middle of a TV show. "In just a little while, when the program finishes." 5 minutes later, the little boy returned. "Dad, can we play now?" "Soon, son, soon, when the show is over." 2 minutes later, the little boy returned again. "Dad, is it time to play yet?" Now the dad realized that he was not going to get any peace, so he decided to give his son something to do that would take a long time. He saw a picture of the world on the front page of the newspaper, so he tore out the picture and ripped it into small pieces. "Now, son, I've got a game for you. Take the pieces of this picture of the world and put them back together again, and then we'll play." The little boy eagerly took the pieces away and set to work. The dad was sure he'd be able to see the rest of his TV program, but to his amazement, the little boy was back in less than 5 minutes. "I've finished, Daddy. Can we play now?" The father was stunned to see his son holding up the picture of the world, each piece sticky taped in the right position. So he asked his son, "How did you get it done so quickly? That would have taken me more than 20 minutes. "Oh, it was easy, Dad. On the back of the world was a picture of a person. So I put the person back together, and that's when the world came together." The only way we can bring peace is to have peace within ourselves. It starts with us. And if we are people of peace, that peace will be contagious. We need only look at our closest relationships. Are they based on peace or animosity? On love or jealousy? Parents, whether you're still married to each other or not, does your relationship with each other give your children an example of how people of peace should act? Children, the relationships you have with your parents, your brothers, your sisters, your teachers, your classmates, are they examples of peace? Is there peace in your workplace? Are you a person of peace when you're behind the wheel of your car? That's a tough one. In our world, conflicts will always arise, and we can always find someone else to blame when they do. But our behaviors and our attitudes are the only ones that we can control. It must start with us. Jesus is calling each of us to a life of peace. It started with the angel's message on that first Christmas day. For some of us, finding peace will mean dramatic changes in our lives. Things will have to become unpredictable for a while. Things might even become scary as we discover and learn new things, as our way of seeing the world and acting in the world changes. It is at those times that we need to remember the words of the angel: "Do not be afraid.